Hillel, second statement in the Mishnah, in Mishnah Yudalit, is Uchesheani leatzmi mani. On the one hand, we're all responsible for ourselves. On the other hand, we should care about more than just ourselves. The formulation of this Mishnah makes it sound like it's more than just an exhortation to care about others. It's an existential statement about our own worth when we're focused only on ourselves. If Shimon Shkop, in the introduction to his esoteric work, Shari Yosher, presents the broader idea of how a person should see their existence, even though he's involved in esoteria, in the details of intense, developed Talmud, he's encouraging us to see beyond it and see ourselves as connected to the bigger picture. And Rav Shimon writes that it's the ish hagas v'ashafel, the crude and low person, whose eye is limited only to his physical self. A person higher than that is a person who sees his eye as inclusive of the entire Jewish people, seeing himself as like one aver, one limb, in the bigger body of Klal Yisrael. And then he says that the truly ideal person is someone who sees himself as connected to all of God's creation, because in essence, that's what we're part of. This statement of Hillel can be seen as connected to a number of other of Hillel's statements. Maybe the most famous one, Shabbat, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, where the ger comes to Shammai and says, convert me on the condition that you teach me the whole Torah on one foot, and Shammai rejects him. Hillel says, what you don't want done to you, don't do to others. This is the whole Torah. And obviously the question is, how can you say that this is the whole Torah? The Baal HaTanya in Perek Lamed Bet, assumably not coincidentally Perek Lamed Bet, he says that the whole root of the Torah is that a person sees themselves as something more than physical, as something spiritual, sees their spiritual essence as their focus. If a person sees themselves as spiritual, they will naturally see themselves as connected to the rest of the Jewish people. A person who does not see himself that way is because he's focused on his physical independence. And that's why the ability to care about other people in this way is reflective of Kol HaTorah Kula. I believe that we can connect this statement of Hillel to a third statement of Hillel. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says that when Hillel was celebrating at the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, he used to say, "Im ani kan hakol kan," if I'm here, then everything is here. And obviously the question is, what was he saying? If I'm here, everything is here. It seems from what we see in this Mishnah and the other statements of Hillel, Hillel saw himself as inextricably linked to the rest of God's creation. And that's why, wherever he went, he saw himself as carrying a representative of the broader creation with him. Im ani kan hakol kan. Rav Kook elaborated on this idea, both in relation to Klal Yisrael and in relation to the world as a whole. Rav Kook bemoaned the fact that people saw themselves as disassociated from the rest of Klal Yisrael. In Orot, page Kuf Mem Zayin, he says that a person who wants to truly merit the real light of life needs to implant himself within the Jewish people with his whole heart and all of his emotions and energies. Rav Kook, in his letters, Chelek Aleph Amud 76, bemoan the fact that people distinguish and divide themselves as frum and not frum and dismiss the others as not part of the same Klal Yisrael. That ultimately we relate to God properly when we see each other as part of one whole. In another letter, Chelek Bet Amud 365, he says, we need to learn how to look at each other based on the sense of brotherhood, of oneness, of Kedusha Achat, of Klal Yisrael. Uchshani la'atzmi imani, when all we think about is ourselves, we're worth very little. When we see ourselves as connected to the big picture, we are very big.